outpatient clinics at the Milton Keynes Memorial Hospital have been discontinued and persons are asked to visit district clinics for care. So says Medical Director Dr. Charles Woods, who said these measures were also taken to increase bed space at the hospital to care for COVID-19 patients.
As you can imagine, COVID-19 has caused a lot of disruption in the services provided at the Milton Keynes Memorial Hospital. Our plan essentially was to decrease traffic through the hospital to decrease risk to both the staff and patients, and also to allow for sufficient space in the hospital to continue care for patients who have contracted COVID-19. As a result, we have discontinued all outpatient clinics. Clients are advised to attend district clinics, and they can be referred to hospital specialists directly if necessary. We've discontinued elective surgery. Urgent and emergency cases are still being done. We do this, again, to reduce admissions to the hospital and so to increase our bed capacity as necessary.
Medical Director Dr. Charles Woods. Regionally, the Bahamian government has expressed concern at some clusters of the coronavirus on Family Islands, even as former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis says an increase in COVID-19 deaths and cases had nothing to do with the general elections last month. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Jamaica since the outbreak now stands at 87,667. Internationally, the United States is ready to start vaccinating children aged 5 to 11 against COVID-19 starting next month, a move that will make 28 million more Americans eligible for shots. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered the country's workers to stay off work for a week starting later this month amid rising coronavirus infection and death numbers. And he strongly urged reluctant citizens to get vaccinated. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.